escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, we're back. It's a Chickies Friday, the WIP afternoon show. On National French Fry Day, Crab Fries for Heroes going on at Chickies today. Portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. It's beautiful outside, and with Ike Reese, it's beautiful inside as well. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it's Friday. I feel pretty good. National French Fry Day, huh?
Yes, sir.
Crab fries for us. Crab
yes.
Crab fries for us.
Yep.
Does that mean crab fries are on the house?
No, because they're donating the crab fry revenue to the FOP Survivors Fund. So if they're on the house, that doesn't benefit anybody, but I guess us.
My bad, Pete.
Yeah.
Thought I was being generous. I'm feeling pretty good, Spike. Jackie Baseball, no baseball last night, but we got a big series coming up this weekend before we get to the All-Star game next week. Holla at you, boy.
I can tell there was no baseball last night because Ike was gambling on the Summer League. So we really need to get the sports world back in action.
So you have something to bet on.
Yeah, if you don't say NFA to this dude, he's liable to bring
it. Oh, yeah, everything, there, everything.
But by the way, that are funny.
You can't just say NFA. You have to double down on it.
Yeah.
You have to say, seriously, Jack, not for the radio.
Yeah. That's what Rod usually has to do.
Yep.
Rod has learned.
Yep. Well, it's a big show, as always, today. We don't have Elliot today. We normally do it Fridays at 3, but we've replaced him with somebody superior. Ruben Frank joins us at 3.
I told Ruben to be ready with an Elliot-like take.
Yeah.
I said, you're replacing Elliot. We need something big.
Yeah.
Ruben doesn't do takes.
No, he does not.
3:30 Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast.
Hey.
Ben Davis joins us at 4.
Benjamin.
Talk about Fritz versus DeCamera 2, as well as the Phillies.
He's a real baseball player laid his eyes on you.
Oh, yeah. He probably was like, this is
BS.
This is nothing. Yep. Are you kidding me?
And we figure out who gets the belt. The holder of the belt is still Hugh Douglas from 2 weeks ago.
What the hell did Hugh do?
Remember he asked Cooper DeGene to see his DMs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a good one.
Yeah, he earned it.
I look forward to getting the belt back.
You never know.
Anything.
I disagree.
We'll see. We'll see. So a new show on Friday today. We, you know, sometimes try to do something a little bit fun on Fridays. Today is Stock Watch Friday. And what we're going to do, and we involve you as well at 215-592-9494, is you have to pick somebody in Philadelphia sports. Could be a player, could be a manager, could be a general manager, whose stock you're buying for the upcoming year, and somebody whose stock you're selling. So one person whose stock you're buying, one person whose stock you're selling. 215-592-9494. We will start, of course. So I thought long and hard about this.
Nice.
In fact, I've been thinking about the show for about 2 days. So I'm really dialed in on whose stock I'm buying and whose stock I'm selling. Mm-hmm. Now, I know when I say the name of the person whose stock I'm buying, you're going to say, of course. But let me explain to you why.
Of course.
The stock I'm buying is Embiid.
Oh, my God. Would you stop?
Look, as a real stocksman, you want to buy when it's low and sell when it's high. And I think Joel Embiid's stock is at an all-time low. And all you have to do to think about buying the stock, which at this point is a penny stock, if we're being honest, nobody wants to be holding this stock, is think about 1 year ago, before Jonathan Kuminga fell on his knee. He was averaging 34.7 points, 12 rebounds,
killing it.
5 assists.
Scored 70 against Wimby.
Was probably in line, was the favorite at the time to win the MVP again.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Yeah.
I'm saying this. I'm not exactly sure that Joel Embiid's going to have a great season. But what I can tell you is that now is the time to buy Embiid stock. Everybody else is selling. I'm buying. So that's whose stock I'm buying. Let me tell you whose stock I'm selling. Vic Fangio.
Huh?
His stock is never going to be higher than it is right now. Right now, after 1 year in Philadelphia, we're putting Fangio like with Stoutland, right? Just give Fangio players. He's going to make him a number one defense. But here's what I think about. Last year, Vic Fangio had a bunch of things going in his favor. He's clearly a good defensive coordinator. This isn't me saying he's not a good defensive coordinator. I'm just saying his stock at this time next year is going to be much lower, and here's why. He walks into a situation last year where they were the 31st ranked defense the year before. So the players who were there were humbled by their performance before that. So if you can ever have a guy like Fangio walk in and sort of lay down the law, it's last year. He had a bunch of guys in contract years. Zach Vaughn was in a contract year, of course. Josh Sweat was in a contract year. Milton Williams was in a contract year. So those guys tend to perform better when they're in contract years. And he had a bunch of young players who were there ready to listen to him. I think Vic Fangio is a good defensive coordinator, but he lost a lot of players. And when the defense takes a predictable step back this year, his stock is going to go down. So the stock I'm buying is Embiid. The stock I'm selling is Vic Fangio. Ike? What are you buying? What are you selling?
Well, first of all, just to comment on your buying and selling of your stocks.
Well, we don't need a comment.
Well, I feel like I need to.
Yeah, you don't need a comment.
Got him. Got him.
You don't need a comment.
Ridiculous in buying stock in Joel Embiid right now.
Now's the time to buy the stock.
Out.
If
wasted money, just flush it down the toilet.
Look, Mr. Parlay. As somebody who doesn't bet unless there's plus 500 odds on something.
Don't even get out of bed, Spike.
This would be the time to bet on Embiid.
Yeah.
You're getting the long odds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. That's all I got to say on that one.
Okay. All right.
Vic Fangio, you're selling stock on Vic Fangio right now?
Next year at this time, Vic Fangio, great defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But next year at this time, I believe that his stock will be lower than it is right now.
I can't see how.
I can. He lost a bunch of players.
Got better players.
Well, that's not true.
Well, these players are going to be better than the ones that left.
Well, you don't really believe that.
Sure I do.
Mm.
Which player that left that we can't replace?
You think Kelee Ringo is going to be better than Darius Slay?
Okay, maybe not Slay.
Okay, you think Sidney Brown's going to be better than CJ GJ?
Yes, ultimately, yes.
Okay, you think whoever is playing the second linebacker, let's say it's Junior, is going to be better than N'Kobe Dean was last year?
Well, we didn't lose N'Kobe. He's back.
Well, eventually, but definitely not at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. My only point is that in losing Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Slayer's going to be hard to replace.
Okay,
I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. But the other three, I think, will be okay, especially by next year when we look into the season. And that leads me to where I'm starting off with who I'm buying stock in.
Yeah.
I'm buying stock in the young fella, Jalix Hunt.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Finally throwing the support back to the 58.
Yeah, I got you. I'm getting behind.
So you're buying Jalix Hunt stock.
Yes. I am buying Jalix Hunt stock. Young player, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this year. He's already surprised just contributing the way he did late last season. I still can't believe he played safety at Cornell. Where did he play at?
Well, Cornell and then Houston Baptist.
Yeah, Houston Baptist, Texas Christian. Like, give me a break.
Texas Christian's a real one.
My only point is I don't know where that school is at. And this kid
was playing in the NFL last year.
Yeah, was playing last year and looked very promising. And I think he's going to take off this year. So I'm buying stock in him right now. Here's where I'm selling my stock at.
Okay.
Tyrese Maxey.
Oh.
Yeah. And I love Maxey.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. I had no problems with Maxey.
Yep.
But to your point, when you're talking about selling stock and it being high, you know, I know Tyrese is not coming off a great year. It was a weird year with him.
For everybody.
Yeah, it was a weird year. But the year before, He looked like one of the top 15 players, 20 players in the league.
Yep.
The year before, he's still very young. We've drafted VJ Etchcombe. We have Jarrett McCain already on the team. So I have capable replacements there. And the thing with Etchcombe that I like is that I like the size and the athleticism. And there's a mid-range game to him that Tyrese Maxey has just never developed in his 4 or 5 years of being in the league. It's either three-pointer or get to the rim with Tyrese Maxey. I like VJ Etchcombe's size, McCain's shooting ability. If I'm moving one of those guys to get the most for Tyrese Maxey right now, so I'm selling my stock in Maxey and I'm buying stock in the number 58 is back.
Wow.
It's back.
You are a sucker for a good mid-range game. I mean, you are.
It's a lost art.
It is a lost art. I want the complete game back in baseball. Yeah. I want the mid-range game back in basketball.
215-592-9494. It's Stock Watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You have to tell us one person in Philadelphia sports whose stock you're buying and one you're selling. Fritz, what are you buying? What are you selling?
So I'm going to start with who I'm selling.
Okay.
He's been great so far, but I'm selling Ranger Suarez. And we've seen this.
It's a good time to sell.
We saw this last year where he went on the insane run to start his season last year. And this isn't to say that Ranger's going to fall off like he did last year. But I am concerned about the velocity decline coming back and catching up to him. You know, he got up to 93 like once the last time, 92, 91 once. But it was a lot of 84s and a lot in the 87 ranges.
It's hard to live like that.
And
you got to be perfect.
You got to have world-class command. And for the most part, Ranger does have world-class command. He can do that. But I am certainly monitoring the Ranger Suarez velo dip, especially with Nola coming back. They got to decide with what they're going to do with Lizardo. They put him in the bullpen. I think the one thing to monitor Phillies-wise for me is Ranger Suarez. And the guy I'm buying, I don't care that he's not here right now. I can sense as the trade deadline's getting closer, they're like, just move him. He's just a prospect. I'm buying Andrew Painter stock.
Oh, really?
I'm buying Andrew Painter stock. I know his ERA is what it is.
Five.
In AAA. I understand it.
Yep.
I have seen Sandy Alcantara, who won a Cy Young in the big leagues, struggle coming back from Tommy John this year. I've seen Spencer Strider, who was, I think, when he's healthy, a top three arm in the National League. He's looked human this year coming off of Tommy John. I'll give a little bit of grace to a 22-year-old. Pitching in AAA, coming off of Tommy John. So I will buy anyone's stock of Andrew Painter. And, yes, he is untouchable at the trade deadline.
Real quick on Ranger.
He's not untouchable.
Would you trade Ranger?
Untouchable.
Would you trade Ranger?
In the right deal. I'm not looking to deal Ranger.
Okay.
But if
so you're just letting him go for nothing then? Yeah. You're just trying to win with him this year and then letting him go for nothing?
Might not have a choice.
All right.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Give us one person in Philadelphia sports whose stock you're buying and one you're selling. We do have a next question today because this is our last day before vacation. So the question is, and Jack, you'll go first as you always do, probably with a bad answer.
Always.
What is your favorite thing about vacation?
So this is actually going to be a good trial run for me because we're going on vacation next week for the first time with the two boys.
Oh, with the kids.
Yeah. So we're going camping. So like the thing that I'm looking forward to is that there's no distractions. Like I don't have to go to work. You know, we can just be together and hang out. But I'm definitely like, we're bringing a 6-month-old that is
camping.
That is currently,
like in a tent.
I think he's going through sleep regression because he was up at like.
Are you guys going to be like in a tent?
Yeah, like a big tent. We're going glamping. It's more glamping, but like it's a big tent.
What are you talking about? You guys aren't outside, right?
No, we're outside. Yeah, we're in a big field.
Oh, it's not in a cabin?
No. Tent. Yeah, a big tent.
That sounds like a disaster, to be quite honest with you.
So, seriously. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Who sleeps outside in a tent?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than sleeping outside in a tent.
Sure it is. Sleeping in a cabin.
No.
Or even an air-conditioned bedroom.
No. It's grittier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's grittier. I like it.
All right. So what's your favorite thing about vacation? You didn't even give an answer.
Yeah, well, it's really just like no distractions, just hanging out.
Okay, no distractions. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ike? I'm worried about you and I having the same thing, so I have a backup just in case.
So
what's your favorite thing about vacation?
Doing nothing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Pretty much. That pretty much is my favorite thing about vacation is that, you know, after today, I won't think about doing this job for at least another week.
Well, you're going to be thinking about it by Wednesday.
Nah, I won't.
Really? Nah. Really? You check out?
You know why?
Why?
Because there's nothing going on.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yep.
You know, of course, I'll shoot you guys a text at some point
during the
week. Yeah. When I say thinking about doing a job, I mean thinking about coming in, doing the show, what we're going to talk about, all of that. This is actually, we only get one or two times during the year, really, to just decompress and not think about anything.
Yep.
And this is really the only time that it's fully on display
because it's the end of the summer. The football season.
You get the end of the year, but sometimes we get that with the playoffs ahead of us.
Yep, yep.
So at least with this, this is more like, okay, we're gearing up for the season, and this is our last little respite away from everything else. So it sucks this year. I'm on the IR, so I won't be able to take full advantage of being on vacation.
Not which a lot is of golf.
Not.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Actually, it looks like no golf.
Yeah.
Looks
that's
like
a smart
no
thing.
No golf. Yes.
That's a
yes.
smart thing.
No
yes.
golf. Nothing really to gamble on.
Yep.
Man, we're
gonna, that's going to make for a tough week.
It's going to be tough.
A lot of movies. I'll send you a lot of movie suggestions.
That's going to make for a tough week. I didn't even think about nothing to gamble
on. Yeah, I smell a Wire rewatch.
Yeah. Again. My favorite thing about vacation is one specific moment every day on vacation.
What you got?
So I still get up early because I love the early morning coffee with nothing to do afterwards.
Yeah, it's good coffee.
Like the slow early morning coffee. See, everybody else, I don't want to sleep late. I want to take advantage of the whole day
with
nothing to worry about.
Yes.
Take my time with the coffee, look at the internet, maybe look at the sun, whatever, listen to some music.
I think as you get older, you appreciate the morning more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the morning coffee on vacation is the best coffee,
man,
the first one.
I was driving with Suddy at 6:15 this morning. That was an early morning coffee. But
where
no
the hell
one
were you driving to?
Because he had a bad night's sleep. I was just trying to get him asleep.
All right.
And it was like the dew was still coming out over the grass.
I love the morning.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Give us one person in Philly sports whose stock you're buying, one you're selling for next question today. Next question today, your favorite thing about vacation. Starting us off. We'll see how he is as a leadoff hitter. It's a questionable move by me. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do?
Let's get into it, okay?
Hey, I got some huge ideas today. Three trade pieces.
Nope, that's not what the show is about. Can you lock in as the first caller of the day and talk about what we're talking about?
All right. So we're buying and selling, right? Looking at stocks here. And one stock that I'm buying right now, it's got to be Orion Kirker. And For him to be our consistent eighth inning setup guy for when we get Aroldis Chapman, I mean, it's going to be perfect. He's not a super, super big moment guy. He can be, but he's the perfect guy to transition from a Wheeler seven inning or Ranger or Sanchez seven inning start right to the closer. He's been consistent this year, had a couple of blow-ups, but I like Kirk Green. He brings the heat, and he's young, and I think he can be that role, like a Madsen role for a while.
So you want Kirkering, though, as you're buying stock as setup guy, not as closer, correct?
No, because we're going to get an all-star closer at the deadline, whether it's Chapman or Miller. So,
okay. All right. And whose stock are you selling?
There's a couple of guys.
One guy.
Honestly, I'm selling Bohm. He's coming up on contract.
See, this is
stock's low.
His stock's already low.
Yes. But it was high last year, and this year he's not doing bad. So I think that Bohm, honestly, you could sell him for a couple prospects either this year or next year if we're moving on from him. I mean,
it sounds like you're selling him low.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to pay him by the time he becomes a unrestricted free agent. So I'm buying.
See, my challenge. My challenge to the audience right now is somebody who understands what we're doing. Because OK does not. I mean, if you're going to sell Bohm stock, who's valuing Alec Bohm at a high level at this point? At this point, I would assume you'd want to buy Bohm stock at the very least. You know, I would say given how much heat, and I'm guilty of this, given how much heat I gave him at the beginning of the year, he's certainly recovered and had a normal Alec Bohm year at this point, right? Yep. He's got 8 home runs, so he's going to end up with 14 or whatever it is.
Yep.
He's going to hit .280. Mm-hmm. And I I'm ready to concede this, I think at third base, he is slightly above average.
Yeah.
Ike's been begging for this for weeks. I actually do. I'm always waiting for him to boot one or him to throw one away or not get to one. As he feels like he's
at the, over there. Yeah,
he's at the perfect position for
and
him.
He's really got that little when there's a dribbler up the line. He gets around it and throws to first base
and is able to make a good throw.
Yeah. Never a doubt.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of doubts. Okay, Andrew, do you have a favorite thing about vacation?
I kind of agree with Ike. Like, you gotta go with not having to worry about anything you're doing for the next week. Put your job behind you, put your responsibilities behind you, and just go and have a good time.
Yeah, throw caution to the wind.
Yeah, lay your hair down.
Stay up till 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right. There is no way.
I'm gonna try to stay up late.
Yeah, stay
really?
Up till 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Val stays up late. I go to bed earlier than she does.
Stays up later than I do.
Yeah, like she's up till 11:30 and that's late to me. 11:30 or midnight during the week. She's up late. So I'm gonna try to stay up late. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna. Now I don't know how waking up at 6 a.m. and staying up late. I don't know how that combo is gonna go.
No, you're fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think I got
it? I do it pretty much.
Sleep when we die, man.
Yeah. Well, also, I will be taking that after the beach nap, which can help you later on as well.
I like that.
That's a good beach nap.
It's a good nap.
I haven't napped in a long time.
You got young kids.
Yeah. Every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like I always wake up more angry. Than when I nap.
Well, the first wake up's not great. The first minute's not great. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas? How you doing today?
What's going on, Chuck?
Chuck.
Hey, Ike, don't sound too happy to hear from me, brother. How you doing today, brother?
I'm always happy to hear from you, bro.
Jackie Baseball. Hey, listen, stock up, stock down, right? I had to call in because this is great topic. And it gives me a chance to let out my frustrations on one individual and to praise another. So,
Here
you go. I'm going to jump right into it, all right? My stock is down on John Middleton.
Yes. Oh, you're selling Middleton stock.
Middleton.
Wow. Now that is a contract.
Hold on.
I should have gone to Chuck first. That's on me.
That's a good take.
Yep.
Never go to OK Andrew before Chuck again.
Nope. That's on me, Chuck. I'm taking the bullet on that one.
Hey, Spike, I thought you knew me by now, man. Hey, listen, John Middleton has gotten on my last nerves. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be the guy to spend money. Now you want to hold your pocketbook close to you. When the time is, you know, to buy into this team and actually push your chips in and go for a championship. This team has proven to you they can't win without, you know, without adding a bat, You know, I think that right now, I just think that he's, you know, you could grab Dame Dombrowski, but I heard you say something yesterday, Spike. Dave can only do what John wanted him to do or allow him to do because he has the money. John, you know, this year this team has an opportunity with his pitching staff to win a championship, and I just think that he's not as aggressive, you know, the last few years as he should be during the trade deadline. And I don't think it's all Dave Dombrowski. So my stock is down on John Middleton. He gets all the credit in the world because he's known as this big spender, but I haven't seen that.
So you think this is a legacy deadline for John Middleton too? It feels like a lot of people are putting this on Dombrowski at the deadline. Like Middleton's the one that also has some pressure here as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. If he wants to go for it this year.
Yeah.
Now there is the it's interesting because there's a push and pull with the owner and the you don't always want the owner saying, "Hey, go do something," if the president of baseball operations doesn't think it's the right thing to
smart.
Do, you know. But it's a good point, Chuck, that on Middleton.
Now, and get my guy Byron Buxton from Minnesota now. Have him back on, you know what I mean?
There you go.
Well, he's hurt.
You know, he's
doesn't matter.
He's held. That guy's a beast, though, man.
He's not healthy. He's literally hurt.
Oh, he got hit by a pitch. He's
yeah.
fine.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. He'll be fine. He's having a tremendous year.
But my stock okay, whose stock is, you buying?
Coach Nick Sirianni. I'm going with Nick, man. You know what
but
mean?
It's already sky high.
It's not. He's like eighth on Gilio's coach rankings.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's as high as it should be.
Get disrespected. I don't know who gets disrespected more, Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts.
Nick Sirianni. Hey,
stop it.
Yeah. Sirianni.
Yeah, let's relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, coach gets disrespected, and I'm just buying stock on coach. He's earned my respect as a head coach. I think he's one of the top head coaches in this league. Sean McVay is overrated. McFlure is overrated. I don't think they're better coaches than Nick Sirianni.
McFlure is a good one. Is that a McDonald's thing?
Yeah, McFlure.
He
yeah,
meant
yeah,
LaFleur. Did you mean LaFleur?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, what's his name? Yeah, I'm sorry. LaFleur.
You got LaFleur of Green Bay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know what, Chuck? We're calling him McFlure from now on. Until that guy wins the Super Bowl, he's McFlure. What's your favorite thing about vacation, Chuck?
Well, I like to indulge in all my snacks. So I know I can indulge in anything I want. You know what I mean?
Snacks. Yep.
Yeah, snacks. Yeah, snacks.
All right.
Yeah, I would say snacks. Yep. Hey, listen, all right, y'all have a great weekend, man. Thanks for taking my call. Peace.
All right, thanks,
Chuck. All right,
Chuck.
Brother.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Best beach snack. To me, it's between two. Now, I can't have one of them anymore.
Beach
but
snacks?
To me, the best beach snacks are cheese balls or
cheese balls.
Peanut butter-filled pretzels in the big canister. Before you go to the Shore House, you get the big canister of the cheese balls.
Yeah. Well, like peanut butter filled pretzels?
Pretzels. Those are the two beet snacks.
When you say peanut butter filled, you mean like a pretzel?
The little nugget with the peanut butter in it.
And you can't have the cheese balls anymore?
No, because it's got cheese in it.
Yeah, it's not real cheese.
It's artificial.
It's got whey in it. Some of them. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Just eat the cheese balls.
No.
You know what my favorite beach snack is?
What?
A nice 16-ounce pounder.
Yes,
come on, man.
Down.
Come on, man. You kidding me?
16-ounce pounder?
Yeah.
On the beach, he wants a 16-ounce beer?
It's a beer.
Oh, no. Yeah, not on, with all that sun, man.
Nah, man. That's
it'll
a good
knock you out.
Oh, that's when the stateside. That's when the
it hits. The surfside hits.
Surfside hits pretty good.
Yeah, when
beach,
it's sunny.
Man.
Yeah, don't be driving after that.
Yeah.
A little peanut butter and jelly with some cheese balls. Come on, man.
You know what? You tripping.
I'm but not, man. Nothing hits like a PB&J at the beach.
I think about a beach snack. I don't even. Yeah, it's normally something in the cooler.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Something in sandwiches.
I might be talking white people language to you.
Yeah,
here,
I don't know what the hell's going on right now. Yeah. I'm like, what?
All right. 215-592-9494.
Cheese balls.
Yeah, cheese balls are good, man. I'm telling you, you get the big plastic canister before you get to the beach house. I'm telling you, that's what you do. All right. 215-592-9494. Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. One Philadelphia sports figure whose stock you're buying, one who you're selling. And for next question today, the best thing about vacation. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is National French Fry Day. Crab Fries for Heroes today. A portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales are donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'll tell you another thing about vacation.
Well,
you know what? At least once.
Fingers crossed.
You know? You got to one of those dinners?
Wow,
you just want to make sure at the end of the night
yep.
that you are performing as you need to be. Man. Blue Chew gets you there. Blue Chew for vacation. Hashtag Blue Chew for vacation.
There you go.
Wow. You got to take that little...
The hashtag that's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, you got to take that little black envelope on vacation.
Yeah.
Blue
yep.
Chew.
Yep.
And here's how you get it. You go to BlueChew.com. Your first month, maybe you time it with your vacation. So you get it for your first month is going to be free when you use promo code 94 at checkout at BlueChew.com. It's perfect, man. It's a chewable. You don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. It is. You don't have to worry about going to a doctor. Look, if your vacation's coming up in 3 weeks, you're like, I don't have time to make a doctor's appointment. Well, Blue Chew, you don't have to.
You don't have to worry about it.
No, you do all online, right? You don't have to worry about waiting in line at the pharmacy either. Nobody wants to do that. Mm. And your first month is free. Just use code 94 at checkout. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Only $5 shipping. And then you can be ready to
chew it and do it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.